From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as one thing.
Do you believe this is ethnic cleansing?
Well, I would answer your question with another question. When one-third of the Rohingya population had to flee the country, can you find a better word to describe it?
Guterres was responding to a reporter's question. He was asked specifically if the term ethnic cleansing applied to the plight of the Rohingyas, most of whom are Muslims in the overwhelmingly Buddhist Asian nation. Violence has spurred an exodus among Rohingyas living in Myanmar, a community of about 1 million people. Almost 400,000 have fled toward Bangladesh, which borders Rakhine State, where almost all Rohingyas live. He wrote to the Security Council, the Secretary General did, on September 2nd. The Security Council members called for immediate steps to end the violence in Rakhine State, de-escalate the situation, re-establish law and order, ensure the protection of civilians, restore normal socio-economic conditions, and resolve the refugee problem. A young girl detonated a suicide bomb in a mosque in northern Cameroon early Wednesday, killing at least 5 worshippers and wounding others. The 12- or 13-year-old girl entered the mosques after the first call for prayer in a region near the Nigerian border. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Boko Haram militants have been active in the area. This is VOA News. A survey finds the United States is the world's top small arms trader in a multi-billion-dollar industry, followed by Italy, Brazil, Germany, and South Korea. From Geneva, correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The survey says at least $6 billion in authorized global arms trading took place in 2014, $200 million more than the year before. The survey shows the U.S. bought fewer small arms in 2013 when purchases declined from $2.5 billion to $2.2 billion. Nevertheless, it says the U.S. remains the world's largest importer of small arms, followed by Canada, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Germany. The U.S. is also the top seller of small arms with exports of $1.1 billion in 2014. The report also highlights the role of the least transparent small arms sellers. Iran, Israel, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates got the lowest scores on the survey's transparency index of exporters. Israel, for the first time, has scored 0 points, while North Korea has consistently failed the transparency test. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has blocked the acquisition of a U.S. computer chip manufacturer by a Chinese company. He called it a threat to national security. The Chinese-owned Canyon Bridge Fund has sought to take over the Oregon-based Lattice Semiconductor Corporation. The U.S. Treasury Department, acting under Trump's orders, said Wednesday it is prohibiting the deal. It says the president determined that it would put national security at risk and that negotiations would not reduce that risk. Trump acted after both Lattice and Canyon Bridge lobbied the administration hard to allow the deal to go through. U.S. human rights groups are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the U.S. border. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced Wednesday that they have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 10 American citizens and one U.S. permanent resident who had their smartphones and laptops searched without warrants. Several, but not all, of those named in the suit are Muslims. One of them said he was physically restrained while being questioned, but none of them have been accused of wrongdoing. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.